State Representative Paul Opsomer. He represents the fine area of DeWitt. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing this morning?
All right, apologies to you. We're a little late in talking with you, so I appreciate your patience.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
Well, let's jump right at it. The governor had his State of the State last week. What did you like and what didn't you like?
Well, I think I liked the speech. I thought it was relevant. I thought it had substance to it. He's always shown a vision of where he wants the state of Michigan to go and what he expects us to accomplish. He reviewed some of the great things we did last year, and I think he pointed us in a direction for where he would like to see the state to go this calendar year. I've heard a lot of people complain that there wasn't a lot of style to it, and if I have a choice, I think our previous governor had a lot of glitz and glamour but no substance, and I think what I like about Governor Snyder is he may not have the glitz and the glamour, but he has an awful lot of substance, and I think he really knows where he wants to go. So I was very pleased. I thought it was a great speech.
Well, from what we've had, and we had a lot of feedback on this last week, people were wondering, where's the beef? There wasn't much detail about what he was going to be doing.
And I think, you know, Tony, if you look at it, Governor Granholm never did mid-year presentations and discussions and news conferences, and Governor Snyder has. He's done something on local government. He just recently did a big piece on transportation, and he brought that up again. And I think he's just done it in a little bit different way. I think there was substance there. It's just, you know, he kind of spreads it out across the entire year. He mentioned he's going to do another big piece on energy and the environment, both of which I think are key issues for the state of Michigan and its continued road to recovery.
He wants to get the bridge built, and you and I had some interesting dialogue last week talking about this. As I had mentioned to you, I had mentioned to several supporters of the bridge that you mentioned you wondered about getting the thing paid for, and from what we understand, the tolls from the bridge are going to repay the loan from Canada. And I believe I had mentioned this to the governor and the lieutenant governor, how you had mentioned you didn't want anyone coming back before the legislation and saying, we don't have the money we need. We need some money to pay for this. But since then, you and I talked, and there's some other challenges that you have worry about.
There's, I think, a lot of challenges with it. If you look just recently, authorities traditionally, somebody has to pay back the money they borrow. The Lansing Center is having problems, and Mayor Virg Monero is looking for Ingham County or regional tax to help pay the bond on the Lansing Center. There's other examples here in the state of Michigan where an authority created by government can't pay its way because things didn't go as expected. And that's still the concern with the bridge. I'm still waiting for someone to make what I call the business case for the bridge. The use or the capacity use of the bridge currently is at 40%. Since that is so low, why don't we wait until the capacity, we can see a trend upward. Maybe it hits 50% or 55%, Tony. And then we have a real target that tells us the bridge is actually being used. It's been increasing, and then we can put together a specific strategy for when do we start the new publicly owned bridge.
Maybe people don't use the bridge as much as the tunnel or the bridge in Port Huron because it's said that to use that bridge to get on and off has been a challenge.
That it is a challenge, and I agree with that, and I think that's another issue that should be clarified and cleared up, and the ramps should be opened up that are currently completed for the Gateway Project, which would enhance business, and if business is important, and it is, we should open those ramps right away. And I think another thing, too, is if you look at the mileage, if you're coming from Chicago, the Port Huron Bridge is the exact same miles almost as the Ambassador Bridge. The crossing is basically the same. If you come out of Indianapolis, the distance is still the same. And the federal government and MDOT itself considers it one crossing corridor from Port Huron all the way down to Detroit.
And I wanted to get your take. Should Lansing have a casino?
You know, I've got mixed reactions on that. I'm a good friend with a doctor who lives over in the Grand Blanc area, Dr. Robin Widgery, who did a lot of studies, a former professor from U of M, who said most of the money from casinos goes back to the owner of the casinos, and the actual city sees very little benefit for a casino. I want to see, you know, how that goes forward. It does bring into a city an element that I don't think is necessarily positive. So I've got mixed feelings on that.
I wanted to get your take on something that has been near and dear to Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, and that is for his support for legislation requiring insurance companies to include autism treatment in its policies despite opposition. Where do you stand on that?
I'm going to be looking at the definition of autism. I think the definition should be narrowed. And if it is narrowed, then I will be supporting that legislation. Currently, it is so gray and so wide open, it includes almost anything. And I think you'll see a huge expansion of what could be autism if we don't narrow that definition. But if we narrow the definition and make it more concrete, then I would be supportive.
Well, if you're autistic, you're autistic. How do you put that in a shade of gray?
Well, when I talk to doctors and I talk to people in the field, they say the definition of what is autistic is pretty far, wide, and very vague and very general. There's a very large gray area there. So it's that statement I don't think is accurate, Tony.
All right. What's going to be happening infrastructure-wise when we think about transportation throughout the state?
Well, there's going to be a tremendous amount of discussion on raising more money for roads and bridges, and we will be having committee hearings on the governor's proposals this spring. A lot of discussion on transit, a lot of discussion on the Southeast Michigan transit, rapid transit system. We'll be looking at also other transit agencies, other ways of funding roads. Senator Howard Walker from up in the Traverse City area has a thought and a bill in the Senate on transportation funding. So we'll be looking at two or three different ways to fund roads.
All right, Representative, before I let you go, what's new and hot? What are you going to be working on in the next couple of weeks?
Well, as chair of transportation, we're going to be working on the governor's package.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I've got some credit scoring bills that would regulate the use of credit by insurance companies that has come out of the House and is over in the Senate. So I'll be talking with the great Senator Joe Hughes, trying to get those out of the Senate. Hopefully sooner rather than later.
Whenever we ask you tough questions, you have answers. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Tony, thank you, and have a great day. Hope things go well for you.